G'day Limestone Coasters, welcome to another catch-up. Here's what happened this morning on the Limestone Coast Triple M.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing
Kieran Grant for breakfast on Triple M.
Well, yesterday we saw a developing story that's turned into national news right the way across the country. A shock murder link. That is how the team in the Border Watch are describing it this morning. Karch has been talking about it today. An unsolved Mount Gambier crime is connected to Adelaide deaths. And we are going to, of course, talk more about it right the way across the morning. There are other things making news today. We'll do our best to give you all the information on everything you need to start the day.
The Limestone Coasts, 963 Triple M.
A chilly start to the day today. I thought it was a little cold as I wandered out this morning nice and early. It's currently 5 in the Blue Lake City, hoping for a top of around 15 today. Holidays are the talk of the day, at least with some of the stories I've been reading. Yesterday, there was a story about a lady who took going on holiday a little too far and was snapped shaving her legs in a public pool, which is just a little bit gross to me. I would like to know what the grossest thing is that you have seen on holidays. That could open a can of worms, let me tell you. One of the other things that that I was reading probably about an hour ago now, as I was doing a little bit of research on online, there was a lady who has been caught out on holidays when she had told her boss that she was sick. Now, I'm not going to go into the reasons why she was sick because that's a personal issue. But it brought up an interesting question. Would you dob in a workmate if they chucked a sickie, posted a whole heap of photos on social media, and you found out about it? Or would you ignore it and go, they chucked a sickie, I know about it, they know about it, and I'm not going to tell anybody else? You can join the conversation this morning. I'd love to know what you do, by the way. I'd love to know whether you dob someone in or otherwise, because it's not something that we as Aussies tend to do all that often, dobbing people in. 132710 is the number to call if you'd like to join the conversation this morning. You can jump online to the Triple M Limestone Coast Facebook page and have your say there.
The Limestone Coasts, 963 Triple M.
Barnaby Joyce is still in the news. He has taken extended personal leave, and I want to talk about that later on today because it's about 11 weeks, and I can guarantee if I talked to my boss and said I'd like 11 weeks off, he'd probably laugh at me. Well, he might not actually because he's a good bloke, but I'm not sure he'd say yes to 11 weeks of personal leave. That is exactly what Barnaby's got, though. Wage earners are making news today as well. We're going to talk about that. Donald Trump is in the news once again, and there's some shocking news about a game that has been released across the globe, and I wanted to talk about that while the kids are still asleep because it just blows my mind. On 963 Triple M, we're also going to catch up with Karcher. She's going to join us in a moment.
You and Grant
for breakfast.
On 963 Triple M, got to send a shout out to Jeff, who's up and about nice and early this morning, asking some interesting questions about holidays on our social media pages today. You can jump online to our Facebook page and have your say. There was a lady who took holidaying to the next level, really. It was rather gross. She was shaving her legs in the public pool. That's just like, gack. Other than that, there's a story about a lady who decided that she was chucking a sickie. That's probably the best way I could put it. She said to the boss, I'm sick. Then she posted on social media some photos of her in a luxurious location in Greece. Boy, would I like to be that sick. It brought up an interesting question for me. Would you dob in a workmate who chucks a sickie and then post stuff on social media? I'd love to know what you think about that. 132710 is the number to call. You can always jump online to our Facebook page and have your say there as well. That's exactly what Jeff's done this morning. As I said, big shout out to him. He's working hard.
The Limestone Coasts, 963 Triple M.
One of the things that's taken place, coaching legend Kevin Sheedy has been elevated to legend status in the AFL Hall of Fame. This morning, not only was Luke talking about it, but so was Jeff Tyler from our newsroom. Here is just some of what the boys had to say.
A big night for the AFL last night in Sheeds.
Yes, everyone knows this man. Kevin Sheedy is now an outright legend. He's been elevated in the AFL's Hall of Fame. He's got an incredible list of attributes. His playing career at Richmond started in 1967. 251 games. He finished in 1979. Just 2 years later, this is an incredible turnaround. He was coaching at the Essendon Football Club in 1981 all the way through to 2007. 27 years of coaching, an absolute record. 634 games. at the top there. Along the way, he took the Essendon Football Club to Premiership glory four times. Then he started GWS, as we know, a very controversial move back in the day, moving to the western suburbs of Sydney. For the AFL community, it was a bit of a no-brainer. For the people of Sydney, it was like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
But he definitely got the ball rolling there and started his coaching there at the Giants in 2012 and coached there for 2 years. Some other attributes, he coached the All-Australian team a few times. The list goes on. Sheeds is an outright legend.
I believe in it anyway. But to think it could come true is another difficult story. I mean, but when you fall in love with something like a game or art or music, it can happen, you know. And I remember speaking to Jessica Watson a year ago. She dreamt that she would sail around the world when she was 11. And she did. So we should never stop people from dreaming, or kids.
You'd pay good money to go and watch him speak, wouldn't you?
Oh, absolutely. And just born and raised in Paran, he went on and obviously spoke a lot longer than that. He spoke about what drew him to the game, and I know a lot of Melbourne boys are drawn to AFL, but he really is a true inspiration. He was a hard coach. He was a hard coach, but he was a fair coach.
Yeah.
And I know guys that actually played underneath him, and that's how they describe him. Mm-hmm. Hard but fair, mm-hmm. And that's what you want a man to be.
Kevin Sheedy, he has become an absolute legend in the AFL Hall of Fame and just an amazing bloke and an incredible speaker as well, if you ever get the chance to hear him speak.
You and Grant.
Now on 963 Triple M, on our Facebook page this morning, talking all about whether you dob in somebody who has taken a sickie. A lady decided that she was too sick to go to work. She went on a holiday, put some photos up on her social media pages, and she got caught out, apparently. I would love to know whether you dob in somebody for doing it. Jeffrey, Leonie, Steve, Karen, they have all jumped online. Steve reckons there's nothing like minding your own business, and Karen reckons you wouldn't have to dob her in because Facebook, well, it runs like wildfire, and I do tend to agree with that. You can't do anything on social media without everybody finding out what's going on, which is, I suppose, what social media is all about. It is 7:05. You can have your say at any stage. 13 27 10 is the number to call. If you'd like to join us on the radio, you can also jump online. Triple M's Facebook page. You can have your say there any stage. We've got the police on the way. We've got Brian Ferry coming up. We're going to talk all about Barnaby Joyce. There is a brand new conspiracy theory that is gaining traction that I want to talk about later on this morning. And we're going to talk about shipwrecks as well.
The Limestone Coast, 963 Triple M.
Barnaby is just the gift that keeps on giving when it comes to federal parliament at the moment. Barnaby Joyce is about to take extended leave, and the boys on the night shift, they were talking all about it this morning. Here is some of what they had to say.
I'm shaking my head. The lead story everywhere is once again Barnaby Joyce.
Yep.
And this time we find out that it's all too much for him.
Isn't it?
And he's taking extended personal leave. Where else but federal parliament could you do this?
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? And I just got to shake your head to hear, okay, yeah, he and his missus get paid $150,000 for a tell-all interview, which is going to be aired on 7 on Sunday night, which unfortunately I'm going to have to watch. and I think Channel 7 have got their $150,000 already in regards to all the talk about it. But now he's taking up to 11 weeks extended leave, effective immediately, after throwing his missus, Vicky Campion, under the bus. Because yesterday, he was confronted by TV cameras who said, well, don't you think the pub test, everyone's going to be a bit peeved at yourself in regards to taking this money? And he went, oh, it's not me. It's not me. It's Vicky. You know, she's the one. And it's like, what?
Yeah,
are you serious? Yeah. You can't. So he throws her under the bus and then he says, oh, actually, I'll tell you what. If it's okay, guys, I'm just going to take 11 weeks off. Who gives their employees 11 weeks off but federal bloody parliament? 11 weeks.
11 weeks.
He already gets $200,000 sitting on the backbench doing I don't know what anymore. He's getting $150,000, which is going to be put in the trust fund for Sebi.
For the son. No money for the four daughters. He's got four daughters.
Oh, right. And he's
I don't think they're getting duck egg.
No.
And hang on, this is a son whose paternity he actually questioned. Do you remember
that's
that?
That's right. Yes. And it was supposed to be matter. Wasn't this a private matter? I'm sure when this all came up, it was a private matter. And he said it at least a dozen times. with Lee Sales on the 7:30 report. But hey, now he gets 3 months off. He'll be fully paid. He can go back to wherever he is and have drones flying over him for the next 3 months.
133353. Sick of it? I mean, 11 weeks off. Where else but Federal Parliament in Canberra? Unbelievable.
Totally unbelievable. And where else but federal politics could you get it? 200 grand a year plus 11 weeks off. Man, I would like to be signed up for that. On 963 Triple M, there are other stories that are making national news this morning. And in all seriousness, Karch is talking about it as well because there's a local angle to it. SAPOL have identified a single suspect for three unsolved murders. Officers are confident the suspect is a 39-year-old who is now living in the Victorian Riverland. We're going to catch up with Katra in a moment. We're going to get the latest from her.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M.
It's the Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. Yesterday, you might have seen an article in the pages of the South Eastern Times. It's all about a shipwreck exhibition that's on at the Visitor Information Centre at the moment. Chris joins me on the line for a chat all about it. Chris, good morning.
Good morning.
Chris, take us through what this exhibition is all about, first of all.
Okay, well, the National Maritime Museum in Sydney decided to put together a workshop looking at all the different shipwrecks around the country along the shores, the coastline of Australia. Mm. So they had meetings in every state, and people got together and shared all the shipwreck stories from the different spaces. Then they put them together in an exhibition which is now travelling around the country. And at the moment, it's at Millicent. And so it's just a general outline of some of the more significant shipwrecks we've had on the coast of Australia.
Chris, what are some of the significant shipwrecks we've had across the Limestone Coast?
Well, the biggest one, of course, and the one featured in the exhibition is the Admella, which was down on the coast near Port Macdonald, sort of along the coast there, which due to a lot of factors, we lost a lot of lives. But it showed how people all banded together and did their best to rescue the ship through there. The other one is the Geltwood wreck down here off the shore of the Limestone Coast, which helped to determine salvage law in Australia. Although salvage law existed, it was the publicity of the Geltwood wreck that actually made newspaper headlines across the country.
Now, Chris, that's pretty much what the article in the paper is looking at. It's not only talking about the exhibition at the Visitor Centre at the moment, but it's looking for relics from the Geltwood.
Yes, we've got some relics here at the museum, but a lot of the relics ended up being incorporated. You know, we've had timbers that were rescued from the shore and were used to build people's sheds or chook houses or whatever. And the Maritime Museum just would like to know where some of these are. A lot of it we don't have any provenance for, meaning we can't prove that any particular article came from the Geltwood wreck. But if people have stories and say, oh, yes, my grandmother had an object that came from the Geltwood, then the National Maritime and we as the Millicent Museum would like to know about it just for our records so that we can keep track of these things.
Chris, for anybody who does have a story or does have something that they think came from the wreck, what's the best way for them to reach out and go, well, I think I might have a story for you?
Well, if they've got a story, if they can just write it down on a piece of paper and hand it in at the Millicent Visitor Information Centre, it goes straight to the museum and then we can follow it up to the extent that people want. I mean, we don't want to invade people's privacy, but definitely if people have objects that they think could possibly come from the Geltwood, well, we can talk to them about it and see what happens. I mean, a lot of objects you might have, like some of the objects we have in the current exhibition, people were using around the house as a roasting pan or just as a chair in the kitchen and didn't realise that it actually came from a shipwreck. So we'd just like to reassure people and say, well, yes, this is or this isn't. If we added up everything that could possibly, people are saying, came from the Geltwood, I think we'd end up with a fleet of ships and not just one ship. So a lot of the bits and pieces, unfortunately, family history may have exaggerated their importance. And of course, some of it's lost. But just, yeah, if we could locate some of these objects just so that we can have a complete record of what happened after the Geltwood wreck. That would be magnificent.
Chris, fantastic to talk to you. How long does the exhibition last at the Visitor Centre?
It's going till the end of next month, so the end of June, and then it starts again. We're taking it then down to Port Macdonald later in the year, so people will be able to access it there as well.
Chris, great to talk to you this morning. Thanks for joining us.
That's okay.
Triple M Rocks, Limestone Coast local sport, thanks to Harvey Norman Mount Gambier.
We are talking local sport across the Limestone Coast. There is a heap that we get to talk about, including basketball. But Milo joins me in the studio right now. Good morning, mates.
Good morning, you. Good morning, fellow coasters, particularly those up the track who are freezing somewhat. Mm. Now, the SNFL Under 18 Academy had a trial game on the weekend. Of course, that's the first step to the AFL draft. And we had a few local boys involved. Well, they defeated West Adelaide in the reserves comp. And well done. Lucendale boy, Will Gould, high up in the best players. So he's doing everything right, ticking all the boxes. Now, basketball, of course, the Cassette Rural Pioneers take on the Dandenong Rangers Friday night at the Ice House. That's 11th versus 9th. A must-win game to stay alive for the 8th. And, of course, it's a rematch of last year's championship game. There is a curtain raiser this week, 5:45. The local development squad, who are looked after capably by senior coach Richard Hill, they'll take on the Western Magic from Adelaide. And, of course, Saturday night, their biggest fundraiser for the year at the Commodore in the Park, their auction night. And all those details are on Facebook. Now, talking Crows, and we've got a few Crows supporters down here. The Southeast Crows supporters group are planning a trip in conjunction with Gambier Coach Lines to Melbourne to watch Hawthorn take on the Crows at the MCG Saturday the 16th and Sunday the 17th of June. Of course, they'll stay overnight. So if you're interested at all, contact Kylie or Tracy at Gambier Coach Lines because they need the numbers to ensure the trip goes ahead. We've had a few celebrities lobbed down our way recently. Well, East Gambier are going to go along as well, and it's the President Club's luncheon Saturday, and East play West, of course, and it's the Macedonian Marvel, number 35 from his days with Collingwood, guest speaker, Hall of Famer Peter Dacos, and I saw him a number of years ago at Millicent, and very entertaining. He's been in the media as well. $85 per person, which includes meal and drinks, and contact the club. There's also on Facebook all that information.
Triple M Rocks, Limestone Coast local sport, thanks to Harvey Norman Mount Gambier.
Morning again, listeners. Milo, Triple M, talking local sport. Basketball it is, regular. Good morning, Beth Searle.
Good morning, Milo. Good morning, listeners.
Now, A-grade men, Bulldogs Red, 67. Luke Black, good morning, Narra Court, 25. They defeated Roos, 62. Good game. Matty Sutton, 27, and he's developing those young players.
Yes, he certainly is. And the difference between the two sides of Luke and Matt Black, who've done very well and well supported by our multi-sports person in Joe Ferguson Lane.
Now, Bulldogs Blue, 86, with Lockie Hunter, 24, via the USA. Welcome back. Defeated Panthers, 56. Kurt Rhoda, 29. So that speaks for itself. Now, Cougars, 62. Dylan Brown on target, 25. Defeated Cats, 61. The two Jays, Josh and Josh Murphy and Berry, 17 apiece. Right down to the hooter, Beth.
Yes, it certainly was. And it's good to see the support that Dylan Brown's getting from the junior players in Josh McGregor, an under-16 player, and Toby DeWitt, an under-18 player. So a very good game, entertaining game from all reports.
Soon it'll be pass at anywhere. They're all DeWitts. We'll move to the women. Panthers 59, Emily Close. She's got a swagger there, score with 30. They defeated Bulldogs 53 in a good game. Jess Bailey with 21, but fairly even tussle.
Yes, it was an even tussle. In fact, I thought Bulldogs may have got over the line there, but the difference was Emily Close, who's really going from strength to strength after her performance at the Nationals.
Now in the local derby, Saints 50 with an even spread of scorers, defeated Cats 45. Olivia Fuller tried hard and got 23, but another good game to round out the night.
Yes, it was, and it's the young guns again in Maddie Haggett, Emily Winter, two state players, along with Paige Nitschke, probably a very capable player both on basketball and netball. They were just a little bit too strong for Cats.
And tonight, keep an eye on the time, just a selection, Beth. Bulldogs Blue and Cats in the men.
Bulldogs Blue.
Bulldogs Red and Panthers.
Bulldogs Red.
Dog and Cat fight. Roos and Cougars.
Well, that's a difficult one. I'll lean to Roos for them to get their win for tonight.
Won't forget the girls, Bulldogs and Saints at Millicent.
Yes, I think Saints will get over the line there simply because of the strength of the trio from last week.
Who will win the cat fight, Panthers or Cougars?
No, Cougars will be too strong because of their depth of players.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. There is a story that broke yesterday that has become quickly a national story. It's all about an unsolved Mangambia crime that's been connected with some Adelaide deaths as well. A forensic link between three unsolved murders in South Australia has been detailed by the head of Major Crimes Investigation Branch. Now, they've revealed that they've had a secret task force that have been working feverishly since January. The task force, called Resolute, has been investigating the murders of Beverly Hanley, Phyllis Harrison and Stephen Newton. And apparently the task force now has definitive proof that the same offender is responsible for all three deaths. Now that person is apparently in Victoria in the Riverland. Now anyone that's got any information that may be able to assist the police is urged to call Crime Stoppers. The number for Crime Stoppers is 1-800-333-000. You can also report at www.crimestopperssa.com.au. You can remain anonymous, by the way. Now on 963 Triple M, we're getting close to 8. We're going to find out what else is making national news very soon. The team in the newsroom will be joining us. Karcher's going to keep us up to date with this story and many others when it comes to what's happening here in our own backyard.
Hi everyone, it's Keith Urban. Put our hearts in a
parallel mind. Keith Urban's new album Graffiti U featuring Parallel Line is available now on CD and online. Triple M.
It's the Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. I am so excited because I would love to see Keith Urban live in concert, and we are giving you that chance. Not only are we giving you the chance to see him live in concert, we're giving you the chance to jet set over to Nashville to check him out in the home of country music. Now, Margaret joins me on the line. Margaret, good morning.
Hi.
Margaret, you're a fan, obviously, of Keith Urban.
Absolutely.
Have you ever seen him in concert?
No, but when he was here a couple of years ago, I heard his concert was amazing. Couldn't go, though.
I had a mate who has just raved about Keith Urban's concerts ever since I have known him. He is a huge fan. You are going to love it. Have you got your passport organised?
Absolutely.
Have you been able to go overseas in the past?
Yes, I have.
Where have you gone?
Oh, I've been to New Zealand.
Oh, Singapore. Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Jet setting all over the place.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Margaret, we are going to give you the chance to head off to Nashville. Not only are we going to give you the chance to check out Keith Urban live in concert, we're going to give you the chance to meet the kid from Caboolture as well. Make sure your phone is on you on Friday. You never know. You could be a winner.
Oh, my God, that'd be amazing.
Hey, thanks for joining us this morning, Margaret.
No worries.
On 963 Triple M, if you, like Margaret, would like to see if we can make you a winner, Keith Urban in Nashville, Keith Urban's brand new album, Graffiti U. It features Parallel Line. It's available now on CD and online, and you can see if we can make you a winner simply by going to triplem.com.au, becoming a member of the Triple M Club.
The Limestone Coasts 963 Triple M.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. Roseanne's brand new show has been axed, apparently, after the star's racist tweets. This is something that is being talked about across the nation and across the globe today because it was a show that was rating really, really well on television. Top wage earners or average wage earners are in the news today because apparently under Bill Shorten's tax plan, we'd be slugged $500 to $2,000 extra a year. And Barnaby Joyce is on extended leave, about 11 weeks from Parliament. Not only is he on $200,000 a year, but he's got 11 weeks off. I would love that sort of a plan. And all because apparently he's finding it hard to deal with the media attention, which he asked for in the first place. But on 963 Triple M, these are some of the stories that are making news. One of the other things that's being talked about today, a mother is copying a lot of flack at the moment for still breastfeeding her five-year-old daughter, claiming that she's avoided the usual viruses that children are exposed to. We'd love to know what you think about that as well. You can jump online to the Triple M Limestone Coast Facebook page. You can reach out to us on 13 2710 as well.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M.
It's the Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. Time to catch up with what's happening at SAPOL and after what has taken place in the last 48 hours or so. Steph joins us to have a chat. Steph, good morning.
Good morning, Ewan.
Steph, we need to keep safe on our roads, Steph.
Yeah, that's right. We had a very bad example of what can happen during extreme weather conditions, unfortunately, near Strawn. But it is a reminder that winter is upon us. We're beginning to come into the real wintry conditions with poor visibility, wet, slippery and icy conditions. And then when we combine that with fog, it can be quite disastrous, particularly on our country roads. So we just want to remind people to really take care when they're on the roads. Things like if you need to overtake another vehicle, then perhaps consider waiting until you can get to an overtaking lane. That can save lives in some cases. And then just basic reminder about things like not using or using your higher beams only when safe, and making sure to dip them well before an oncoming vehicle can be dazzled by your lights.
Steph, it wasn't until I was looking on social media last night, the SES were out and about doing the things that they do. But, I mean, even to a point of, you know, trees coming down or having water on roads, it's so important for us to be as careful as we can when we're touring around the Limestone Coast and further afield.
Yeah, that's right. And it is very common to come upon big puddles of water going across the car and also being blown about in your vehicle by the strong wind. So you need to drive to conditions and be very careful about what's going on around you.
Mm. Hey, Steph, one of the other things being talked about at the moment, and we want some people to help us out with any information, there were some fires on the weekend in Nangwari.
Yes, that's right. There was a house fire up there. So if anybody has any information, if they've seen or heard anything, would appreciate a call to Crime Stoppers on 1800 333 000 or through the Crime Stoppers website.
Steph, always great to catch up. We will talk during the course of the week. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much.
On 963 MMM, Steph joining us from SAPOL this morning. Now, one of the glaring stories that we didn't talk about with Steph this morning is, of course, the forensic link between three unsolved South Australian murders that has been detailed by the head of Major Crimes Investigations Branch. Now, there is a task force that's been working since January. It's called Task Force Resolute, and they reckon that they've now got proof that the same offender is responsible for all three deaths across the state. Now, the police in Adelaide and across the state are looking for anybody with information that may be able to assist police. Everybody's urged to call Crime Stoppers on 1800 333 000. That's 1800 333 000. You can also report online at www.crimestopperssa.com.au, and you can remain anonymous.
Triple M Rocks Limestone Coast local sport. Thanks to Harvey Norman Mount Gambier.
Morning again, listeners. Milo, Triple M, talking local sports, soccer. Welcome back to the airways, Frank Wilcox.
G'day, Milo. How's it going?
Yeah, good. The girls were in action on the weekend. And then the seniors, Inter, lost to United 8-0. So that's a big result there.
That is a very big result. And the goals were shared out throughout the team, by the looks of it.
Yeah, no, it's good. The girls all getting in the action. Now, Millicent won. Lost to Central's 4, so Central's holding sway there.
Yes, very much so. Central's are proving to be quite the force this year, I think.
And Apollo City 7 with Zoe Brooksby, top scorer across the comp with 3. They defeated Wanderers, who didn't trouble the scorer.
No, that's right. But all the games were good. None of the girls dropped their heads. They all played to the end of the games. And regardless of the scores, the matches were very good. The under-15 players are starting to really improve, and that's proving to be very enjoyable watching.
And no doubt quite a few of them are doubling up and playing with the big girls.
They certainly are, and they're really shining as well.
There you go. It's all about keeping everyone on their toes. Now, round 4, now is it as listed or a few changes?
A little bit of a difference. Millicent travelled to Portland this week, and because it's they're both going to Portland, it's a combined men's and women's games on the Saturday. So the men's games are actually being played under lights in Portland. Centrals are playing host this week to United at their Webb Street ground, which is great. And Inter CFC take on Apollo City FC at Blue Lake Sports Park.
Now, any outlandish statements about how the ladder's shaping and who might play off for the pennant this year yet?
No, not at all. I think it's way too early. I mean, it's only round 4 at the moment. We've only had 3 rounds. And let's face it, it's soccer. Anything can and normally does happen.
Yeah, and on football, of course, the Limestone Coast, the men, Inter defeated Blue Lake 4-3. Apollo defeated Narracourt 2-0, and Central defeated Millicent 10-0 out. So a bit of work there for Millicent.
I went down and watched the Inter-Blue Lake game, and that was a really, really good game. Inter took command. They were 4-1 up at one stage, and Blue Lake fought back to 4-3. It was a really enjoyable game to watch.
Now, you got the Portland-Millicent scenario covered, of course. Who would you like to select in that one, toss a coin or Portland at home?
possibly Portland at home, but I think it's going to be very, very close, especially under lights.
The other two games are going to be good as well.
Oh, yeah.
Central's hosting Blue Lake.
That's interesting because Blue Lake fought so hard against Inter this week. So coming up against Central's, that I think will be the match of the round. Inter versus Apollo. Apollo haven't been performing as well as they can do. I think Inter might have the edge because they're at home, but that's another one. It's a shame they're both on at the same time. I'd like to watch them both.
Gee, we'll wait for those results to come through from those games. Frank Wilcox, as always, thanks for your coverage of local soccer.
Not a problem. Mino, thanks for your time.
The Limestone Coasts, 963 Triple M.